Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, you've heard about love and giving sight to the blind. My baby loving cause the sun to shine. And she my sweet little thing. She my pride.
I know somebody likes that song a lot. Yeah. Welcome back. Yeah, I'm Jim Blasingame. Little Stevie Ray bringing us back. The late, great Stevie Ray Vaughan, the king of Texas blues. And thanks for being with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. Check out all the different things that we have there. You can read, you can listen, you can watch, you can just do a lot of different things there. And we update it every single day. So it's all there for you to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. It's just you and me this segment, folks, because as you know, I'm in Washington, D.C. And as you may have heard me say before, Washington, D.C. is my favorite city in the world. Of all the places I've been, this is still my favorite. I try not to think about the goofy stuff that's going on up here on Capitol Hill. But in terms of aesthetics, it's hard to imagine a prettier place than D.C. Their high rises are not high. They can't be higher than the Washington Monument. So they're only, I don't know, 8 or 9 stories high, 7 or 8 stories. They're not very tall. And it's a beautiful downtown area. It's there's green everywhere, trees, grass, everywhere, and it's water. It's beautiful, and a lot of great things here. So I encourage you, if you get a chance, please come to your nation's capital and spend some time here and just enjoy it. And I think when you do, you'll want to come back. And of course, why I'm here is Small Business Week. This is the week every year since 1998 that I've made a pilgrimage to Washington to celebrate Small Business Week. And I'm doing that this year with, as I did the last couple of years, with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. I've had a great association with the Chamber of Commerce for many years now, probably at least a dozen years that I've been working with the U.S. Chamber. And, of course, you know how I feel about local chambers. And local chambers are very much involved in Small Business Week, too, because – they're the ones, usually it's the chambers of commerce who nominate a local small business champion to then be aggregated to the regional level, to the state, and then the regional level to pick the regional winners for the state winners and the regional winners for Small Business Week to ultimately for the SBA to choose their top small business winners. The U.S. Chamber does the same. I mean, the U.S. Chamber does the same thing. So it's all about celebrating small business excellence. That's what this week is all about. And shining a light, whether the SBA is doing it, whether the U.S. Chamber is doing it, whether the local chambers are doing it or whoever is, we do it on the show, celebrating small business, raising the awareness of all the things that small businesses contribute and all the challenges that we have that we need help with. And one of the reasons why it's good to do this in Washington, D.C., is because a lot of the policies, all of the federal policies, and in fact some of the state policies actually originate here through federal policies. These are things that affect us in our small business, these different policies, whether it be tax policy, whether it be health care regulation, labor laws, environment, OSHA, all those things have an impact on small businesses. And so it's really important while we're celebrating small business and raising the awareness of small business that we also include the topics of public policy. And the folks here in Washington, D.C., you hear them all the time invoking our name, small business this, small business that. Every single politician in Washington, D.C., will give you their standard, small businesses are the backbone of America, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They've got that line down pat, folks, every single one of them, without exception. But when you boil it all down and you identify the ones who live that, who not only say it, but believe it and care enough about small business to actually do something that will help us to do those things that they say we can do, that's a small club. That's not the 535 members of Congress and the president and the vice president, and it's not 537 people. It's a much smaller club who actually, and I'm not talking party here either. I'm not talking Republican or Democrat or independent. I'm just talking about in general the people who not only can talk about small business, but actually put their money where their mouth is when they serve small business. That's a much smaller group of people. And so that's why this week small business owners are going to go, the chamber is going to take a group of champion small business owners on Capitol Hill tomorrow to tell these members of Congress what's going on, what we're facing, what we need, what our challenges are, what our opportunities are, and what we need them to do to help us get this economy going again. So that's what Small Business Week means to me, and it's what it should mean to you. And so if you get a chance to support any organization that is truly trying to help small businesses, whether it be your local chamber, the U.S. Chamber, the NFIB, the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, all those guys, I recommend that you do it because they're doing good work. I'm going to take a quick break. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, broadcasting live from Small Business Week in Washington, D.C. I'll be right back, Steve.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.